From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Senate has voted to limit debate and will soon move on to final votes on a bill extending unemployment benefits and dozens of expiring tax laws. The vote was 66 to 34. NPR's Audie Cornish reports from the Capitol.
The legislation would cost nearly $150 billion. Less than a quarter of that would be paid for by closing tax loopholes. And the cost of the deficit is estimated to be more than $100 billion. Massachusetts Republican Senator Scott Brown criticized the cost, but was among those who crossed party lines and voted to end debate.
I believe in process, and I believe that we should have an opportunity after full and fair debate to move bills forward, so the House and others can get a crack at it and hopefully send back a product that we can all live with.
The legislation would extend more than 60 different tax provisions for businesses and individuals through 2010. The bill also looks to continue health care subsidies for the jobless and unemployment benefits that expired last month. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. safety regulators have sent two officials to California to inspect a Toyota Prius that sped out of control on a California freeway Monday. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the inspectors with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration will be joining officials from the California Highway Patrol in investigating the case. Toyota says its own inspectors are also trying to determine what caused the 2008 model Prius to surge uncontrollably, at one point reaching speeds in excess of 90 miles an hour. Car's driver, 61-year-old James Sykes, told police the car took off on its own after he accelerated to pass another vehicle. A Pennsylvania resident has become one of the first American women ever to be charged with terrorism offenses. Prosecutors say she was using the Internet to recruit jihadi fighters. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has more.
Prosecutors say in the indictment that Colleen LaRose went by the pseudonym Jihad Jane. An American Muslim convert in her 40s, LaRose and five unindicted co-conspirators allegedly recruited men and women on the Internet to wage violent jihad. U.S. officials say the case is worrisome because it appears to show the evolving nature of the terrorist threat. Not only are groups using the Internet to recruit, but prosecutors say also are specifically looking for Americans and for women to join the cause. LaRose allegedly traveled to Europe for a mission. She was asked to kill a Swedish artist who had depicted the Prophet Muhammad with the body of a dog. Irish police detained four men and three women they say were also part of that plot. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Television producer who worked for CBS has pleaded guilty in trying to shake down late-night talk show host David Letterman over affairs he had with women on staff. Producer Robert Joe Halderman entered the guilty plea today in a Manhattan court. Halderman was charged with demanding $2 million to keep quiet about Letterman's love life. On Wall Street today, the major stock market indexes closed moderately higher. The Dow was up 11 points. The Nasdaq gained 8 points today. This is NPR. A suicide attack in Afghanistan is being blamed for the deaths of two international service members today. NATO officials say an attack in eastern Afghanistan came just hours after visiting Defense Secretary Robert Gates toward an area of southern Afghanistan where international forces recently drove out Taliban insurgents. Gates visited a southern Afghan market town today where he walked down a heavily guarded street to show the progress that has been made there. A seminal progressive rock group is suing its own label. Lawyers for Pink Floyd and EMI Group appeared today at the lawsuit's first hearing in London. NPR's Neda Ulaby has more.
The surviving members of Pink Floyd are not happy with how EMI is calculating its royalties for online music sales. And the musicians are angry that the label is splitting up its highly conceptual albums and putting individual tracks online for sale.
Money!
The band's contract was negotiated in 1999, well before iTunes even existed. The contract stipulates that Pink Floyd songs cannot be sold individually. EMI contends that only applies to physical albums, not digital releases. The stakes are high. Pink Floyd's back catalog is the second most lucrative in pop music after the Beatles. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.
Retired game show host Bob Barker has written a check for $2.5 million to the animal rights group PETA. Barker, for nearly a quarter of a century, while on the TV game show The Price is Right, campaigned for the spaying and neutering of animals to prevent unwanted pets. The money will go to help the group open a new location in Los Angeles. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.